Tract number 11, Paseo de las Flores and the First Humans. In the 3rd millennium BC, prehistoric communities settled permanently in the town of Salobreña. We know little about the economy of these villages, but we assume it would be based primarily on farming and, to a lesser extent, on the exploitation of marine resources. It's also possible they exploited the copper veins present in the nearby mountains. Sites from this era have been found in various parts of Salobreña, in the vicinity of the current Paseo de las Flores, in Piedra Blanca, now called Monte de los Almendros, and in the north, behind the present industrial area of Salobreña, a cemetery was located on the Monte Acho Hill. With the spread of the Argaric culture, early adopters of bronze from the province of Almería, between 1800 BC and 1300 BC, the occupation of the land around Salobreña intensified. The population had an economy based on agriculture and livestock, and displayed a complex organization, controlling the territory and natural communication channels. As one of the major sources of water in the area, the Guadalfeo River played an important role in this occupation. 1300 BC saw the decline of Argaric culture, and a new stage developed, the Late Bronze Age, one of the least known periods of prehistory. We do know that there were changes in social relations, production strategies, pottery work, and funeral rituals. It's also evident that this society placed a greater weight of importance on rearing livestock than did its predecessors. Evidence of these communities have been found close to the Acho Hill, opposite the village, to the north, and at El Peñón, to the south, and at other different locations in Salobreña. Next point, the Red House and Salobreña sugarcane factories in the 20th century.